Hello, good morning, and welcome into the St. Johns County show that's on in the morning. What?
That was lackluster.
That was a little lackluster, yeah. Wasn't it?
These are the people.
I could have done better.
They deserve better than this.
Yeah.
They do deserve better than that. Let me try this again.
Okay.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into the St. Johns County show that's on in the morning.
Wow. Oh, that was over the top.
Come on, man. I can't win here today.
I liked it better.
We got an exciting show here for you today. We got a lot to talk about. A lot happening with school about to start up, and boy, there are some schools that just aren't ready. Multiple schools that just aren't ready. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the county dedicating some land for affordable workforce housing. And St. Augustine banning smoking.
Oh.
In parks.
Okay. Aggressive.
Something like that. Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez. Do we live in a free country or not? What's going on here? Are we free to make our own choices or not? I don't know. We're not going to get into a debate like that. But it is interesting.
Interesting, though. Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more. But first, I guess we should start with the sponsors, right? Isn't that where we usually start?
Yeah, that'd be a fun
one. How great Jerry is.
Okay. Jerry's pretty great.
Nice walk down the street. Yeah. See?
Old City Homes. Got to give a big shout out to them as our banner sponsor. Jerry and his team currently building brand new houses, which include 2-bedroom, 2-bath houses, 3-bedroom houses on 1-acre lots, and 4-bedroom houses. Call or text Jerry at 904-466-9505 for more information and to see what inventory he has for you. They are going fast, obviously. So give him a call today, 904-466-9505. Speaking of inventory going fast, Mozart Ford Lincoln. Proud to have served the St. Augustine community for 3 generations. Out there at Mozart Ford Lincoln at I-95 and State Road 16, you are going to find the newest product from Ford and Lincoln, along with the best selection of pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models in the area. They've got that state-of-the-art service department, the Quick Lane for express service and parts, and no trip to the dealership complete without one of their signature burgers at Ford's Garage. From delivery of your new car in your very own driveway to mobile service for your fleet of company vehicles or anything in between, the team at Bozard Ford Lincoln ready to meet your needs in a way that is designed exclusively for you. Come let their family take care of your family. Bozard Ford Lincoln, they are driven to inspire. Also, big shout out to Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations Realty and Auction, CDR, Chiba Hut Toasted Subs, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, BHF Insurance, and 44 Spanish Street Inn, who we will talk about very, very soon. But first, good morning officially to everybody. How's everybody in studio doing today?
Hey, happy Tuesday.
It's almost the weekend. Yeah!
We got to work on his energy.
Okay.
That was, yeah, a little low today.
A little low.
Okay.
A little low.
Trying to lift it up here.
Josh Groban over here. Yeah.
Bring it. Yeah. I mean, you're here. I mean, yeah. Today is your actual review day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
you know, starting off on a cocky note.
Yeah.
So we just want to make sure, you know, we're good.
We're all a little lackadaisical here today.
We want to make sure.
Like, geez.
I'm good. Bringing but it
happy
up.
Happy Tuesday, Pete.
It's a loud Tuesday so far. That's for sure. How's everybody doing in the booth?
Good. We got a producer for each host today.
Yes, you do. You do. We got Clay back there. We got a Blake back there, and we got Amanda back there now.
Wow.
Amanda's going to be producing the morning show.
It's crowded in that room
for a little while. Yeah. Yes,
that's
it is.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm skipping town.
Yeah. Clay's got, you know, an engagement somewhere else.
You're getting engaged, Clay? Yeah. That is awesome. Congratulations, wow. Man. I'm very happy
here
for
we
you.
Go.
I don't think I said it like
good
that,
for you.
Clay, but please, I'm sorry.
Good for you.
Always a twist.
Man, we weren't invited to the party or anything.
That's all right.
Okay.
Yeah. But definitely hope the oral sedation pills wear off by Thursday so I don't ruin the morning show on Thursday.
Yeah, Blake has oral surgery.
Major.
On Wednesday. So I'll do the show and go straight to the dentist with him.
Okay.
Is he going on anesthesia? Are you going to get any footage, any content of that?
Oh, of course I am.
I love it.
No,
there it is.
Please no.
Come on, Dad.
No.
You
know the difference.
Go. Oh, so good.
That's going to be great.
Whether or not
can't
I
wait
share.
To share that on. No, it's going to be shared.
Yep. It depends on how it turns out because it might not. Yeah, be good.
Right. It could be a wrong angle. The lighting could be off. Yeah. Absolutely. All right.
And you guys see my camera skills.
Shaky McShakes a lot.
It's the worst.
Not good. I didn't play that video of you removing a toenail, by the way, whenever you sent it. What the hell, man?
I know. I
thought that was the last one.
Who would send something like that to people they call their friends?
Yeah.
We're supposed to all be friends.
That's why you do it. You torture your friends with that.
That's how you show love.
Blake's like, let me film it.
Oh, Blake, you volunteered to film that? Was it just Troy on a tripod?
No.
Yep, and it was also my idea to share it.
It was Blake's idea, so don't think he falls that far from the tree.
Jeez.
Wow.
All right. Well, yeah. Blake, don't worry about coming in after that surgery.
But yeah, he was
grossed out by it, so he wanted to share the grossness.
Didn't want to hold that burden to himself, I understand.
Not everybody gets to just rip off a toenail.
Come on. Golly.
It's pretty nasty.
Question of the day.
The question of the day
take
is...
Take my mind off this,
Well,
Troy.
Now we talked about toenails. You took us there, by the way. What food have you burnt your mouth on the worst?
Mm.
Like, what food have you burnt your mouth on the worst? And I'll tell you this, like, when Hot Pockets first came out, I was not prepared for it.
Yep. That's kind of what I was going for. Was either Hot Pockets or the McDonald's apple pies.
That was my answer. That's amazing.
I had one of those jalapeno poppers one time that evidently got overcooked at, I believe it was at Chili's.
Ooh, okay.
And I bit into it like, I was all like,
yeah.
Yeah, man. You're reaching for whatever you got. If I didn't have a drink, I'd have been grabbing yours.
It's that moment.
Anything that's cold, I know. That's me with the apple pies, man. I always, every time I get one of those things, it's like, okay, great. Great.
And you're so ready for it.
Yeah. That one's worse. You're driving, so like you literally can wreck your car. And I'm sure people have done it with coffee and other stuff, but I mean,
there's nothing like that apple pie one.
No, because it gets stuck to the roof of your mouth, and then it's burning and it's stuck there.
Because you're so excited to bite into it. It tastes so good.
I can tell you this. I have a bridge. Like, I have, six or seven of my front top teeth are a plate. And if it gets underneath that, a different level pain.
Jeez. So,
That's a great question.
That's rough. So then, Davey, are you still sticking with the apple pie then?
It really is a moment. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Booth, what do we got back there?
I mean, Hot Pockets is a really good one because I think every single time I eat one, it burns me.
Yeah.
You say it like it burns me.
So much excitement out of Clay.
It just burns me.
Clay,
you want a Hot Pocket? No, it burns me.
It sounded like we were getting somebody's experience of Tinder or something. Yeah. Every time I use it, I get burned. And I burn in places.
What burns more, Tinder or Hot Pockets?
Oh, jeez.
Tinder.
Okay, fair. Right. What about you, Blake?
So definitely say when that was like hot mozzarella on a pizza.
Mm.
It definitely gets burned.
It slings up. One kind of slings into you.
Because
it sticks and you're like, can't get away from it.
Yeah. Amanda. Oh, she's got to make her way over the microphone.
So I make amazing fudge. And the process of making fudge is you have, the evaporated milk, the sugar, the butter, you have all that in the pot. It's this molten process. And so once you dump it into the pan, then you have the spoon that's covered in this fresh fudge and you bite into that before it cools, then it's napalm in your mouth. It's delicious napalm. But
Delicious napalm. Mm. Never heard that description of anything before.
Tasty.
Wait till you hear the sodium stat.
Now I'm really worried, actually.
But what I heard from Amanda is she's bringing us fudge.
Yeah,
Not mad about a fudge moment.
Not tomorrow, but I can bring fudge.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. That's exciting. You just really get in there, don't you?
Yeah.
Can't be afraid to ask for what you want.
No. Name it, claim it.
It's what I heard. It's how I interpreted it.
Yeah.
Fair. Paraphrased by Troy.
Very happy. Very sweet interpretation.
Yeah.
All right.
So,
time for a quick check of the weather.
It's going
to
be aight.
That quick check of the weather brought to you by our great friends at Great Expectations Realty and Auction. They can sell your home, your business, and everything in it. Check them out today at geauction.com. Okay, man. Here we go. St. Augustine bans smoking at parks.
Oh,
it's very interesting. I don't know what this accomplishes, but DeSantis has recently put out a bill that says if local municipalities want to ban smoking in parks, they can.
Oh,
yeah, okay. It's okay. Like encouraging people to do it.
Yeah, right? It's encouraging people to kind of say, hey, come get me. Come get me.
Well, less of the smoking tourists, I guess.
I guess.
Positive.
I mean,
way.
Look, I'm not advocating for smoking.
No,
I'm
not
of course not. Smoking as an ex-smoker.
But your freedoms are being taken away.
Well, there's got to be a section they can get to. I mean, you're in a wide open space. I mean, it seems like an added factor for the park system.
Yeah, it seems like an added burden for the park system, honestly. Let's see. They had a second reading of this bill at the city commission. They voted Monday in favor of an ordinance to prohibit smoking in public parks. As noted by the commission, there had been no change to the ordinance since its first reading, yada, 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 yada. The ordinance states that smoking or vaping included in this as well, would become unlawful within the boundaries of any park owned by the city. This would include Blevins Bluff.
Yeah, Blevins Bluff.
Are they going to have you out there monitoring this, Troy?
Can't vape at Blevins Bluff.
I just wanted to go for an old smoke.
Yeah. Well, I mean, This is only in the city. It's not a county park.
Only in the city at this point. Yeah.
So that's like I'm assuming that's like Pomar Park. You know where I'm thinking.
Willie Gallimore's included in this.
Activities like where, you know, families come and like you know grandpa's smoking and want to watch his kids.
Yeah.
Out in the outfield.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally unintrusive.
Right. Right.
So
it's probably like you got to be doing something else wrong, and then they tag this on.
Here's it.
Is this a way to kind of manage homeless in the parks, too?
It looks like it may be. Looks like that may be part, or it feels like that. It feels like that may be part of the equation, right? They will punish you for every infraction where they write you a ticket by up to $100 per violation.
Wow. Well,
that's going to help the homeless.
Jeez. Yeah. Yeah, right.
Are candy cigarettes out too?
Yeah, the candy ones where you blow and smoke comes out.
Could be a fooler. Yeah.
No, those, as far as I know, are still there. But
they have the orange bottoms at the end of the cigarette, so the officers know that it's not an actual cigarette, right? Like guns.
That's how they know. It's not how fake cigarettes work.
Okay, I'm new.
I don't see the flames coming at all.
Yeah, I'm new. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it just sounds, I don't understand.
Yeah, no, it really does sound a little intrusive on people, and I would say I would.
And I'm clearly not a person that smokes. You know, and I grew up in a family, like, we got in the car, and my dad smoked, like, chain smoked and cracked the window this much. Yes. Like, I cracked the window.
Me and
my sister in the back.
Totally. Yeah. A little bit of ash falls on your leg. You're like, Dad, why?
No. Like, you never wanted to sit behind Dad because he'd flick it out the window and come in your
face. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So
I'm not an advocate of smoking in any way, shape, or form in public parks, but I mean, I still see this as an intrusion.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I think this is a little ridiculous, but one person showed up to speak against it, so
more people should show up. One smoker in all of this.
Yeah, that's all that's left. Hey, we're making progress. People are quitting.
And I can tell you this. I don't understand it, but I'm not like driving down there to complain about it.
You know what I mean?
Because as a non-smoker, it's like, hey, you got to fight your own battle.
But I think what Pete's trying to get at is like, is this the start of losing a lot of other liberties that we have? So like, this is just the question of like, what's next? You know, like, you know, skateboards next?
Well, right?
Well, yeah.
Weird.
Skateboards. So they've already kind of tried this with skateboards, right?
They got skate parks.
Skateboards
do damage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smokers. Smoking
can do damage. Yeah.
Secondhand smoke and start fires. And I can tell you this, the number one trash on the beach is cigarettes.
Sure.
Yeah.
So
this includes beaches as well. This does include beaches too.
Maybe I retract.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I retract.
The more we talk this out, here's why we talk things out in the morning, man.
The more I think about it, it's like, you guys brought this on yourself.
Maybe.
Can you
maybe
smoke in it. The car?
While I think parked? You can smoke in the car. But, yeah, okay. Who does that anymore?
I know, my but God, I'm just trying to think, like, to if smoke. You're on the beach and you're out with your boo and, you know, you want to vape or whatever, do you just go to the car and toke and then, I'm sorry, like, yes. Is that what you do? Yeah, like, yeah.
All right, and Kenny just said no bikinis in parks next.
I will
be there for that
Kenny.
I will be there complaining about that one.
Even in my culture, we'll say object to that one, Kenny. Sorry. That's a freedom child.
Oh, man. So, yeah, there you go, man. But it does include beaches, so that's...
And people have thrown cigarettes in trash. We've had trash can fires because
sure.
of cigarettes yeah. in parks, so... I might
how are we going to do this?
Be retracting a little bit. I might be getting it.
Is there gonna are they going to roll out a campaign around this or something? Like, how do they do this?
I don't know.
I think this is probably the most publicity this will get. Yeah. Us talking about it on the show here.
Today. Don't act surprised if you get caught.
Yeah. We warn you. Also, who's enforcing this? How are you going to enforce this?
Yeah.
Are you really going to have, like, because I just see somebody sitting there smoking a cigarette, tourists especially, who have no idea about any of our city ordinances.
Correct. So does this include the plaza?
Oh, yeah.
So if you're walking through.
Smoking a cigarette. A cop can come up to you and say, here's a $100 ticket. Yeah.
There's got to be a way.
That's not going to help tourism.
No, it's not.
Exactly. That's the positive spin on it. You don't like tourists in here.
And this is why I'm saying, is it? Homeless situation, because around where they gather, they throw them right on the ground.
Sure.
And it might be a reason.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know all the details. So
you said it's only parks that want to enforce it, right? Or is this all parks?
In needed pass the second reading, blah, blah, blah. In addition to public parks, it just says all public parks.
Oh, wow.
The ordinance notes Willie Gallimore and Eddie Vickers Park also included in this.
Yeah, see, we do Dining with Dignity down at Eddie Vickers, and I know, you know, that's one of our feedings on Fridays and Saturday nights for the homeless.
Yeah.
Is down there. So,
okay.
Interesting.
We'll see how this impacts all that.
It'll come up in our board meeting.
I just think it's going to be funny because you're going to have a lot of police, like, foot chasing people down when they say, oh, here's a $100 ticket for smoking a cigarette. What's your name, sir? Nope.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Book it.
Yeah.
Why are you going to stand there and let a cop give you a ticket?
You don't have a smoker. So.
Right. Yeah. A lot of foot chases down there in St. Augustine about to be happening for people smoking cigarettes. Just seems kind of dumb. Just seems a little over the top and dumb to me. But we'll see how it turns out. Affordable housing. Here we go.
Okay.
Here's something we all love to talk about all the time. The county commission taking a new approach, they say, to expanding affordable housing by dedicating land for that sole purpose. St. John's County Commissioner Henry Dean says the county has owned lots for 15 years without much development, and now the county has decided to dedicate roughly 30 acres,
mm-hmm.
for new workforce housing. He says we have a severe shortage. I would call it a crisis. Says a lot of workers in the public and private sector cannot find any place to live in St. John's County. That's the truth.
That is the absolute truth.
Yeah. Anything that's close to anything reasonable, given their income, the County Redevelopment Agency will now set out to find developers and groups like Housing Partnership, like the Housing Partnership, to build the new homes on that land. The homes will have to be, they say, affordable for a 3-person household making no more than $105,000 a year.
Who? Oh, I guess all three people combined, right? Combined. Okay. Yeah, I was like, who? Yeah. Who's making that? Because you owe me $5.
Yeah. The commission also considering creating a housing authority. Dean says a housing authority has unique relationships with housing and urban development, and can have much better access to federal grants that require no matching money. So could be interesting how they roll this out. From what I think I was reading a few days ago, that these houses are going to, I mean, you're still going to be looking at above $250,000,
mm-hmm.
For ownership of some of these places.
Which is so crazy. Because what was it, like, what, 10, 12 years ago? Way different story.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I bought my first house for $71,000.
Yeah.
Really?
And it was a nice house.
Yeah.
It was a 3-bedroom.
That's amazing.
I'm sure it's selling that same house. I'm sure it's selling in the mid-threes now.
Yeah. Wow.
Sure.
I mean, that was 1990. $394.
Do you feel like today you wish you kept that as an investment property to flip, or do you?
No, because I did pretty well, and it's kind of what started my whole real estate thing. I needed to sell it to buy two more houses.
That's kind of how
I got going with it. But I mean, affordable housing is like a unicorn these days. Yeah. You know, I mean, literally, I think I would catch a unicorn before I'd find affordable housing.
I agree. Affordable.
It's really, really challenging.
Yeah. Well, and how long is everything going to take to get built? You know, great for the 30 acres, but like it's going to take years to construct a lot of that.
I don't know where the zoning's at, if it's already in a PUD. All those things take time. I mean, a PUD process takes 8 to 10 months by itself.
So is
that number going to be 300,000 by the time? By the time it's all said and done.
Hey, question, is there any kind of like strict rules with them not turning into Airbnbs? You know, like what if somebody gets the affordable housing?
That's county to city, and each one has its own little ordinance also. So this one's in the county. So there's probably restrictions on it. I know when you use the SHIP money, you have to live in it, you know, 5 to 10 years or something like that. And that helps you with your down payment on a house. And if you haven't, you need to check into that program if you're a first-time buyer, because they help you with your down payment. You have to go through the process and everything else, but you have to stay in that house for a certain amount of time. And I'm sure there's going
to be... How do you prove that?
When you go to sell the house, I mean, it pops up.
Because
all that hits the public records. And if you do that, then you're going to have to pay some back pay on it. So I'm sure there's some restrictions that are attached to it.
Yeah.
So and same with like Habitat for Humanity and stuff like that. There's super restrictions on how long you can be there, what you have to do to stay qualified for it, and stuff like that. So I mean, all of those have restrictions. So
that's the number one complaint. I mean, I talk about my friend Major all the time, who drives 90 minutes just to go to work at Panache three times a week. It's crazy because she was pushed out of her rental for an Airbnb situation, and that's just being more common. All the time.
I can tell you, I recently purchased a place that I'm doing Airbnbs on, and I actually had to say, hey, I'm going to give you 60 days, you know, go find something. But I mean, what I spent for it, I couldn't do it as a long-term rental. You know, it just financially didn't make sense.
That's the other side of the fence that I have not heard of yet. It's a tough balance. Absolutely.
And you feel bad as a landlord, but you know, before I closed on the property, I let them know, hey, when I get this, I'm going to do this. I'm going to give you this much time. This is where we're at. And it's still a struggle. I still feel bad. I mean, there's still stuff that's in the garage that I was like, oh, just leave it here.
Yeah.
Because you know.
So you figure it out.
It's tough. Yeah. It's a tough situation.
Yeah man. Well, thank you for being part of the problem, Troy. just another heads up for you guys today out there at Flagler College. They're going to be doing some active shooter training drills starting today, Tuesday, August 9th. That is today from noon to 8 p.m. The affected buildings are going to be Keenan Hall, Proctor Library, and Ponce Hall's East Wing, which will be closed to staff, faculty, and students during the training. This is from an email that they sent out to students and faculty last week. They say first responders vehicles will be parked throughout the campus to simulate the emergency response during the training exercise. So, of course, if you guys see this stuff, and I know I'm going to get reports anyway, but just trying to let you know, you don't have to call me. You don't have to let me know that there's a big presence at Flagler College because this is obviously going to be a big training exercise. Flagler will also test its OmniAlert text and email emergency alert system during the training, as well as its campus public address system from the towers of Ponce Hall. So you're going to hear a lot. You're going to see a lot. There's going to be a lot of noise, a lot of lights, a lot of sirens and stuff, but it's all just training. It's all just routine. They want to make sure their systems are working and that people are safe on the campus of Flagler College, and that's never a bad thing.
No, it's a good idea.
Yeah, but just be aware that this will be going on for a while today. Really all day.
Yeah, till 8 p.m. Like, what? Yeah.
Noon to 8 p.m.
Well, it's tough for them to find training places like this.
So,
I mean, it's good that they're able to do this. And I can tell you this, when we did the mock hurricanes, it really does help you prepare for certain situations. Hopefully this never happens, But like when the hurricane came around, we're like, oh, okay, this happened during this time because it's a process you normally don't do.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So. Yeah, and like you said, they don't have a lot of places to do training like this. I know last month or so they were doing a lot of training out there at FSDB mm-hmm. just to kind of have access to that school building environment for training.
And we would, you know, when we're building a hotel or we're tearing something down or something like that, we actually will talk to the fire department because they're always looking for, okay, this is a scenario of breaking through this window or something like that where we can actually do the destruction.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Without like, you know, costing somebody a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, Chief Avalese, you know, we worked with him when we built the Renaissance, when we tore down some of those buildings, you know, so that they could kind of do some mock training with that.
Cool.
So it's a good thing for our, you know, law enforcement, first responders to be prepared.
For sure. For sure. All right, man. Speaking of being prepared, want to make sure you are prepared for where you're filling up on some gas today.
Okay.
Woo-hoo. Yes. So we are still at very similar prices than we were yesterday. It looks like the Sunoco is still on top here. Mm-hmm. $21.99 North Ponce de Leon Boulevard. They're at $3.62 for a gallon of gas right now. The Mobil and Circle K out there on 800 South Ponce de Leon Boulevard, $3.62. We got Owens at 780 South Ponce, $3.67. excuse me, the Citgo at 1099 South Ponce at $3.71. The Shell at 2350 North Ponce, 372. The Shell at 146 King, 372. And it all just goes up from there.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
333 party.
333.
That's a party.
We're getting there.
Getting there.
We're getting there, man. That Gas Buddy Gas Report, of course, brought to you by our friends at 44 Spanish Street Inn.
Mm.
Amanda, the only commercial that you guys have to run from back there. Just heads up. Nobody else got it. Okay.
Gotcha.
Move on.
There it is. It's going.
Looks
beautiful.
Move on, Pete.
Yeah.
All right. Relax, explore, and indulge. It's your perfect St. Augustine staycation located in the heart of historic downtown. 44 Spanish Street Inn is the perfect spot to put visiting family, friends, or anybody else that you're bringing to town or yourself.
Yeah.
Go to 44spanishstreetinn.com. Do something good for yourself. We have also got some live music happening today and tonight. John Dickey is going to be at the Milltop Tavern.
Great.
4:30. We got Caleb Joy at A1A Ale Works, 5 o'clock. You got Colton McKenna, Prohibition Kitchen, 6. Josh Ford, and he brought back the Groove Bender.
Great.
Pierre's Pub, 6 o'clock. Vinny Jacobs, Hurricane Grill and Wings at 6. Smoke and Joe Shower at Ann O'Malley's Irish Pub at 8 o'clock. That's all we got for right now.
Interesting.
Live music mic check, of course, brought to you by our friends at Chris Stevens Automotive. My mechanic, my mother's mechanic, should be your mechanic. Give him a call today, 904-451-5144. Also, big shout at this point to our friends at Fidus Roofing. They support a lot of local charities that support local kids in addition to supporting your home. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of St. Johns County, Inc. Investing in Kids, and the Boy Scouts of St. Johns County. They're also always looking to grow their team and would encourage anyone to come and apply with them. For you and I, they are master elite contractors for St. Johns County, and that allows them to offer warranties that nobody else in the business can. Give them a call today at 904-355-ROOF.
They do pavers.
Very nice.
All right, man. There was a guy arrested in Jacksonville for a murder that they've been trying to solve out of Palatka.
Whoa.
Yeah. So the Palatka Police Department just recently announced an arrest in a year-long search for a murder suspect. Police say Tuesday night, Detective Justin Hale, who was assigned to the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force, assisted the marshals in locating and arresting Oba Carter, 47 years old. Mm. Carter was arrested for first-degree premeditated murder, count of attempted first-degree murder, and armed burglary, police say. Carter was located in Jacksonville and was taken into custody without incident. Police say this stems from an extensive investigation into the May 23rd, 2021 murder of Derek Leonard. The murder took place at a residence located in the 800 block of North 11th Street in Palatka, they say. So good. Another bad guy behind bars.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, man. That's good. Maybe you were a little hesitant there.
Well, from Palatka, then he goes to Jacksonville, but yeah, we caught him. I mean, yeah, it's good. That's what's going to happen. So don't do dumb stuff.
Don't come to St. John's County doing dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they caught him in Jacksonville.
Oh, they did catch him.
We still had to cross over.
Yeah, still had to cross over. Yeah, he was here for a little while. He had to be. Yeah.
Probably got nervous.
I figured since it happened in Palatka and they caught him in Jacksonville, we're right in the middle, so that counts for our story, right?
A passer through.
There you go. Hey, the portable problems, big problem in schools right now as we're just a couple of days from opening up everything as far as schools are concerned.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. St. John's County Schools, they say, dealing with some growing pains with the start of the school year just a day away. The school district has had to build 121 new portables to meet the influx of new students. But as of Monday, they say, roughly one out of four still haven't been fully installed.
Mm.
And in talking to a lot of these candidates, which, by the way, you can go there at the904now.com, click on the candidate interviews tab, and check out all the interviews with the candidates who are you're going to be voting for in the primary.
Mm.
But in talking to a lot of the candidates, they say parents very, very concerned about the safety of these portables, especially at the end of last year. They say these portables, very, very flimsy, easy to get into, easily accessible, and also can be penetrated pretty easily if there were a bullet to head towards that way.
Yeah, so, that's right. That's a fair assessment.
No,
yeah.
And I get that. But I mean, with the portables, they're not all connected. Mm-mm. Like a hallway.
Yeah.
Right.
So, I mean, I think they would actually be a safer situation because they're independent. If you're, you know, and I'm just, the shooters that I've seen, it's them walking down the hallway going from classroom to classroom.
Yeah.
And it's actually probably a safer situation for law enforcement because they'd have to come out of the portable to come in and then law enforcement would be able to get to them.
I guess you could make that argument. I think where the concern is that they want to stop somebody from gaining entrance into the building, period. And if they can stop them from getting into the main building, then, you know, with only one or two entrances guarded, maybe by police or something like that. But the portables just don't have that same security, you know?
Yeah. It's like a village, like an RV village.
Right.
Behind,
Right. Yeah. So, they use Switzerland Point as an example. They say at least six of them won't be ready by the start of school Wednesday. In an email to parents, the school's principal indicated that the portable should be ready to go on Thursday, August 18th. In the meantime, students in select classes will report to alternative rooms. This is great. The portables are alternative rooms in the first place. Mm-hmm. And now students have to go to alternative rooms from their alternative rooms.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Double alternative. It's a squared.
Yeah. Yeah. District-wide, they say 29 of 121 newly added portables are still not ready. So that's going to be a challenge to get those up and running.
I feel like school is just out.
You grew up north. Did they have portables?
No.
Yeah. Never seen them before until I moved down here. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
But maybe they have them now, but I've never seen them before.
You know, the pipes would freeze.
And everything
else. I mean, it just doesn't make sense to be up there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
True. And I can tell you this, when I was going to high school, my high school didn't have air conditioning, but the portables did.
Oh, man.
True story.
Oh, it was like, oh, man, thank goodness I got a portable class.
Computer lab? Like, how excited were you for that?
Break up the day.
Yeah.
You'd break up the day. I didn't have air conditioning. I mean, we had a rule, like, you could only push the window up this much because that's the most draft. They did, like, testing on the exact height of when the windows could be up.
Mitigation in the classroom. Yeah.
These DeLand scientists are doing this stuff. All right.
We got dogs in our classroom, too, so it's no lie. It's not a lie.
So, I mean, there's always a panic before every school year starting. This is not like anything new that we haven't dealt with. But my question is like, are we not getting enough summer break? Is that a weird question to ask? Because it's like they're never ready. I feel bad for them. It's like an influx of 15,000 people.
This is a construction situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's so much and there's a shortage of everything.
Yeah.
So everything's taking longer. I mean, like even when Blake and I went out to dinner last night and it's a place we've eaten at before and it's like, okay, this portion's about 70% of what it used to be.
Yeah.
And that's everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's just a shortage of a lot of stuff. And construction down here It's hard getting materials. It's really hard getting materials.
Like, we wouldn't start school until after Labor Day up north. That was the thing, like, every year. So for seeing, like, everyone going back to school, like, August 8th, that's like, whoa. That's a shocker to me. But I guess that's how it all balances out with the year. But is that something we need to look at? Well,
there's mandated days you have to get in. So, yeah. I mean, you know, there's...
Yeah.
You know, as we need to bring Paul Abitanozzi in on that.
That'd be fun.
Sure.
He's a superhuman being. He's the one who's kind of oversees the...
Smart.
The calendar.
Yeah. Yeah.
See if we can talk him into pushing that back a little bit.
We'll try, St. John's County. 9.04 days back.
That's right. All right, man, that's about it for the show. Troy, how do you want to approach the comments today?
I'm just going to thumb my way through today.
Okay? Oh.
As you thumb your way through, I will tell people that our good friends at CDR, they pick up the phone when you call. In a time where nobody picks up the phone and returns calls back, construction debris removal is on it. And contractors, if you need a container for your job sites, they cover and protect driveways and really do take pride in leaving your job site as clean or cleaner than it was when they got there. Local customer service, their top priority. Give CDR a call today at 904-471-9709. Also, big shout out to our friends at Bates, Hewitt, and Floyd, BHF Insurance. They've been providing insurance and peace of mind for residents and businesses for over 40 years here in Northeast Florida. They specialize in all types of insurance, specifically in the areas of homeowners. They have a small dedicated staff to work directly with their clients. Christy Lawrenson is our St. Augustine advisor. She brings a passion and knowledge to the table while specializing in all your personal insurance needs. Call in or stop into their new St. Augustine office, conveniently located in the South Park area, across from Flagler Hospital, and get a complimentary assessment of your current policies. Make sure you're not spending too much. 904-794-5455. All right, Troy, what do we got, man?
All right, so we got a couple things. First off, I guess Kenny's volunteering to volunteer at the Homeless Coalition and at Home Again.
Okay.
Appreciate that because he was busting on me about me being a landlord. So I just volunteered him.
Okay.
There you go. You want to bust on me? Be part of the solution.
There you go.
All right. And also, Clay brought up the buttocks rule. We're talking about no bikinis, and people wanted to know what that is. And we actually have a rule on the books in St. John's County that it can't be more than 2 inches away from the nape of the buttocks or some stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's still on the books. So all these thongs that girls are wearing and stuff like that.
Illegal.
They're illegal.
Yeah. Nobody's stopping them.
It's still in there. No one is.
Nobody is stopping.
Yeah. Who's going to measure?
You know? Yeah. Doesn't that open your police department up for more?
Oh, so much.
Yeah.
Oh, so much.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, the nuns can measure. They measured us in Catholic school growing up. They've got rulers at every classroom door.
Yeah. Just for the back of your hand.
Yeah. The girls would roll their skirts. That was like
people are ready for your billboard to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very reminiscent. Ready for
speaking of the schools. It kind of drove the, let's bring back the billboard.
Okay. Well, we might have to put up a GoFundMe for that. If you guys send us a bunch of stars.
That was in there.
Yeah.
Well, like big stars, though. Like You're going to need a lot.
Like 2 million stars. Send us like 2 million stars. We'll get that billboard up.
We'll have a thermometer in here. Yeah. A star thermometer.
Hey, we need the star counter.
Don't tease them. I've seen the viewers rally. They'll rally. Two million stars. You heard it. Push it.
Look, I am happy to put the billboard back up.
Yeah, it was
just
awesome.
Not cheap.
Yeah.
So awesome, though.
It was actually donated, wasn't it? Like somebody helped you out and you had to pay a little bit.
No, I had to pay.
You had to pay for that?
Yeah.
Of course I had to pay for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was awesome, though. It was awesome.
It was. Somebody just talked to me about it yesterday, too. It was fun. All right, man. What do we got for Stoidum Stat?
All right. The Stoidum Stat is today is kind of the day that ended World War II. It was the second dropping of... the atomic bomb in Nagasaki.
Okay.
So they'd already hit Hiroshima, and Nagasaki is the one that kind of put, you know, the end to World War II.
Okay.
And, you know, a lot of people don't know a lot about what happened in Nagasaki, but almost 60 to 80,000 people died with that. And I didn't realize when I was doing the reading that the U.S. was prepared. Today's the 9th. They were prepared on the 17th and 18th to drop two more bombs.
Whoa.
And Japan's like, okay, we give up. you know, we've had enough. And there was some people in Japan, they're like, no, we're not giving up. I mean, there was still in the war council that still wanted to go. But the U.S. and Truman was ready to say, all right, this is the spot. And the reason they chose Nagasaki is they did a better job of choosing the city, which sounds horrible because so many people died, but it was surrounded by mountains. So it contained the atomic bomb to a smaller area than what it did in Hiroshima.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't realize that either. I mean, but it completely makes sense when I read it. I was like, yeah, they should have done that on the other ones too. But but today's the day that World War II basically came to an end.
Okay.
Wow. All right.
Good day. Good stortum stat. Yeah. Brought to you by a great pizza place that is open today. It is Tuesday. That means you can get yourself down to St. Augie's Pizza and get a bunch of great slices of pizza down there. You can get some calzone subs, the pinwheels, anything you want, man. They got some great stuff down there at St. Augie's Pizza. I would encourage you to get in there today, right in between Riberia and ML King, my favorite pizza spot. All right, man, that is just about it. Thank you guys for a fun morning show. Appreciate you. Thank you to everybody back in the booth, our whole team back in the booth. Big shout out to Old City Homes, Bozard, Ford, Fidus Roofing, Great Expectations, Realty and Auction, CDR, Chiba Hut Toasted Subs, St. Augie's Pizza, Bacon Storage, Island Prep Elementary, and BHF Insurance and 44th Bandit Street Inn. Click up there to get those alerts. If you're watching on Facebook, download the 904 Now app and go to the 904now.com for the candidate interviews, and we will talk to you later.
Bye-bye.